Well, Rocky Ritzkowski needs very little introduction. He is a fill-in host on most or many of our shows. He is a retired lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army, and he weighs in on all things America and America's security. And that's why we have him on with us right now. Rocky, good afternoon. Nice to have you here. Merry Christmas. Happy holiday to you.
Hey, good afternoon to you, too, and to the entire WJR family. And you and Kim, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You and Amalia have any big plans? Are you having the family all over there? Are you going somewhere? What's up?
Actually, we're spending one day with her family, one day with my family. So it's a great holiday season.
Yeah. I understand that for sure. Well, all right, so let's get to the business at hand, and that is the U.S. Coast Guard is pursuing an oil tanker in international waters near Venezuela. This would be, if I'm not mistaken, if we would take this one, if we haven't already, it would be the third tanker now?
That is correct. It's the third tanker.
And nobody seems to be fighting us on the right to do this in international waters, right?
Well, not necessarily. Not necessarily. Venezuela, Cuba, Iran, North Korea, China, Russia, all the
please, Rocky, I'm talking about significant, honest countries, and you haven't named one yet.
Well, that's true. And what's interesting here is that the reason why, so that people understand exactly why we are blockading and taking these tankers and moving them to U.S. ports or U.S. naval facilities, is because this oil is sanctioned oil. This is oil that's coming from Iran or other sanctioned countries carrying either Russian sanctioned oil or Iranian sanctioned oil. And that is not allowed to move or be sold to any of these countries, especially in our hemisphere. And that's not just the U.S. saying that. That is the world, the United Nations saying that. So basically the U.S. has the authority to blockade and take these ships if it's proven that this oil is coming from either Russian oil or Iranian oil. Now, what's interesting is the Coast Guard that's operating these missions are operating it with the Navy, so that people understand the Coast Guard is not part of the Department of War, formerly the Department of Defense. They are part of Department of Homeland Security. So under wartime conditions or missions, what's called Title 10 missions, where they can be activated as part of the Navy, the Coast Guard has been given that authority under a special operation, and they are acting with the Navy, the Air Force, and the Coast Guard to take these ships.
Well, now, there's the kind of knowledge and explanation, Rocky Ritzkowski, we wouldn't get without you. So thank you for that. And by the way, our Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says, don't you doubt it, the United States is going to continue to pursue the illicit movement of sanctioned oil because it's used to fund narco-terrorism. And who can be against fighting that?
Well, I guess those that are part of the narco-terrorist trade.
Yeah, well, and, of course.
Yeah. And listen, it's also funding fentanyl. China is sending fentanyl through Venezuela. Now, we used to remember when we were growing up, when I was a kid, Mexico and Colombia were the big narco countries, the nations. And now a lot of those narco camps and cocaine facilities and manufacturing and other drugs, illicit drugs, have moved out of Colombia and predominantly moved into Venezuela, where they have the security and the support of the Maduro regime. And Maduro is basically a puppet of Russia and China now. But Maduro, and by the way, another thing that people may not know, is Maduro's security is not Venezuelan. He does not have any Venezuelan police around him or military security. He has Cuban military, Cuban special operations forces, providing him the security, because a lot of that money and oil, the sanctioned oil, is refined and sent to Cuba. And right now, Cuba is also suffering, just like Venezuela, major, major economic problems inside Cuba because they're not getting that oil.
Interesting. Another interesting point that you bring to the table for us. No surprises here. The president said he would do it, and we ought to know by now when he says he's going to do something like this, and he can do it, he does. And that is the U.S. military launched retaliatory strikes Friday against dozens of ISIS targets in Syria.
Yeah. And by the way, if I can also say about Venezuela, I truly believe that we will be involved in an airstrike battle on the ground in Venezuela within the next 2 to 3 weeks. But the Syrian issue is an ISIS issue, where ISIS obviously has training camps in about 70 different locations throughout Syria and the western portion of Iraq. And many people may not understand, why are we, again, outside the United States flexing our muscle? Well, ISIS regrouped, has performed terrorist activity against the United States on our soil also, but also against our military personnel overseas. And so as we saw last week, where they took two Iowa National Guard soldiers' lives, as well as an interpreter out of the United States, out of here, out of Michigan. And also, so that people may not realize, but most interpreters for our military come out of two states. You know what states those are, Paul W.?
Well, it sounds
they're
like Michigan. Yeah.
Michigan and New Jersey. Most
Why
of the interpreters,
that?
We have a large Lebanese, Iraqi, and Syrian population here in Michigan.
That are proud Christian Americans and want to help.
That's right. Many of them are Christian. Many of them are Sunni and Shia that obviously sign up to help the U.S. military. And quite a few of them put their lives on the line as well.
Quick note, a good note here. Happy to report that U.S. Central Command has confirmed in a statement that Jordanian fighter aircraft participated in Friday's airstrikes, fighting with us alongside America. Rocky Rajkowski, retired lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army, all-around good guy, and most importantly, married to Amalia. Have a wonderful Christmas and a wonderful holiday, and may we all have a happy Holy New Year, Rocky. Thanks so much.
Amen. God bless you, and let's continue to pray for peace and prosperity in the new year.
I think that's exactly what we're all going to be doing. As we continue, stand by for news and hour number two coming up.